感谢主，在这个周末啊，我们有一次机会可以一同聚在主跟前。
Thank you, Lord, that during this weekend we have this opportunity to be gathered together in His presence.
我这一次呢，在主面前有点安静等候的时候。
This time, while I was quiet before the Lord, waiting on Him.
好像主给我点感觉，和弟兄姊妹一同来交通彼得前书。
It seems that the Lord has given me this burden to share with you all on First Peter.
这卷书呢，好像是一般来讲觉得是比较不是那么深奥的一卷书啊。
It appears that this epistle doesn't seem to be that deep.
从前我也是这么感觉。
And I used to feel this way also.
但是最近这段日子，当我在仔细的读一下的时候，我发觉这卷书啊，虽然使徒彼得讲得很浅显，但是非常重要。
Although Apostle Paul spoke the content in a very easy way, but actually it's extremely crucial.
所以主许可，我会用三次啊，我用三次的。时间和弟兄姊妹来讲这一卷书。
The Lord willing, I would like to spend three sessions with you all on this epistle.
那么今天晚上呢，我们是头一堂。
So tonight is the first session.
那么我请弟兄姊妹啊和我一同先来读一些经文。
So brother and sister, shall we first read a few passages here?
我们先读彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter one.
我们要先从第一节读到第十二节。
Verse 1 to verse 12。
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、皮推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁。以致顺服耶稣基督又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hopeThrough the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验。就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials.That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Whom having not seen, you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, You rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
我们特别注意一下，在这个第七节第九节的最后一句话，就是灵魂的救恩，原文应该说是魂的救恩。
I'd like to ask you to pay attention to the very last phrase of verse 9, the salvation of your souls, souls only, not spirit and souls.
第十节。
Verse 10.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难后来的荣耀是指的什么时候并怎样的时候。他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们，那靠从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在也将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what of manner of time.The Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that would follow. To them it was revealed that, not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit from heaven, things which angels desire to look into.
十五、十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
But he who called you is holy. You also be holy in all your conduct, because it's written, "Be holy, for I am holy."
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
这里哈，这个洁净了自己的心啊，英文的翻译就清楚。就是纯洁了你们的魂。
As in verse 22 says, you have purified your soul. The Chinese Bible says, purify your heart.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战。
Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which are against the soul.
这里那个与灵魂征战，原文也翻作是与魂征战。
Again, the original is to war against the soul, not spirit and soul.
第二十五节。
Verse 25,
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
For you were like sheep going astray, but have now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
那后面的那句话的意思说啊，那么讲到主呢，是我们魂的牧人和监督。
So, this verse says the Lord is the shepherd and overseer of our souls.
我们最后呢，看第四章第十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
所以那照神旨意受苦的人，要一心为善，将自己灵魂交于那信实造化之主。
Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good as to a faithful Creator.
这里最后那句话呢，就是说把自己的魂交给那信实的创造的主。
to commit your soul to the faithful Creator.
好，我们的圣经就暂时读这些。
We now pause here from our scripture reading.
我们知道彼得前书呢，是使徒彼得晚年的时候所写的一卷非常成熟的书信。
We know that 1 Peter was written at the very end time of Peter when he was very mature.
在这个时候呢，你能感觉到使徒彼得不仅在生命经历上成熟，并且他的认识也达到成熟。
You can sense that Apostle Paul was mature not only in his life and experience, but also in his understanding.
他写这卷书呢，在第一节很清楚告诉我们，是安慰那些散居在各处受苦的圣徒们。
As the first verse indicates that when he wrote this epistle, he wrote it to comfort all those pilgrims scattered around.
我们能看见这位成熟的使徒啊。
So here we see this mature apostle.
他不仅能用一些话安慰他们。
Not only did he use words to comfort them.
并且他也能教导他们。
But also he was able to teach them.
也就是说，他能给他们看见属灵的经历。那个重要的一条路。
That's to say that he showed them that very important pathway to spiritual experiences.
我们常常有时候安慰别人的时候。
Often as we try to comfort others.
那么可能有很多热切的话，可能有很多的情感在里面，但是呢，那些话呢，有时候并不一定真正能帮助人。
We may be very zealous, maybe we have much affection, but those words cannot necessarily help others.
我们从彼得前书里面可以看见，彼得不仅安慰人，并且彼得呢，能够指引他们这个属灵经历的路。
So in 1 Peter we see that not only did Peter encourage, comfort others, but he was also able to point out the very path, a spiritual path for them.
这位早年呢，一个打鱼的一个渔夫啊，
This fisherman in his early days,
他没有受过多少的教育，
was not well educated.
那么主呼召他来做主的门徒，
But God called him to be his disciple.
那经过了这么多的年日跟随主，
Now, after all these years following the Lord,
我们能看见这个没有受过多少教育的这个渔夫啊，从他的书信里面发出了一种超人的智慧。
Now we see this uneducated fisherman actually show forth this transcendent wisdom from his epistle.
他对于主的救恩，
In reference to the Lord's salvation,
他有一个非常深切的一个认识。
He had this profound understanding.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我想我们都蒙恩得救。
I believe we have all been saved.
我们都知道主救我们。
We all know that He has saved us.
那么关乎主的救恩。
In reference to the Lord's salvation.
那么我们能有更深的体会吗？
Can we have even deeper understanding?
彼得在神主的救恩里面。
In the Lord's salvation, Peter.
他有一个非常深切的一个体会。
Had this very profound comprehension.
我们知道彼得前书讲到主的救恩，最重要的是指的那个魂的救恩。
We know that in 1 Peter, the most important about the Lord's salvation is about the salvation of the soul.
啊，我们的主拯救我们，不错，是灵魂、身体都拯救。
Indeed, when the Lord saved us, He saved us the whole spirit, soul, and body.
但是彼得到晚年的时候，
But in Peter's later years,
从他一生的经历的里面。
Amid all of his lifetime,
他知道主的救恩在我们这一面。最远最大的困难也是最重要的一个部分就在我们人的魂的这个部分。
He knew on our side, the most difficult part of the Lord's salvation is about the salvation of our soul.
是的，我们的灵是蒙拯救的。
Indeed, our soul, our spirit is saved.
这个是主做的。
This is something done by the Lord.
是还算容易的。
And that's considered the easy part.
那么我们魂的这个部分，
But as to the part of our soul,
这就是其他使徒们也讲到的，我们基督徒所追求的 成圣的经历。
And this is being referred to by other apostles as experience of being sanctification.
这个部分可以说是最重要也是最艰难最不容易的一个部分。
This is the most crucial part, the most difficult and easy one.
当然有一天我们的身体要变化，
Of course, one day our body will be transformed.
主会为我们预备一个属灵的身体。
And the Lord will prepare the spiritual body.
这个也还是还对神来讲讲也是容易。
And to God, it seems to be.
所以在彼得个人的经历的体会里面，在主丰亨圣的救恩当中，我们这个人最不容易被神拯救、被神得着，就是我们人的魂。
In Peter's personal experience.Of all the abundant salvation that the Lord has given us, the most difficult part to be delivered is the salvation of our soul.
我不晓得青年的弟兄姊妹，你们知道什么是人的魂吗
？Young brothers and sisters, do you know what is a man's soul?
知道吗
？Do you know?
知道哈。
Yes.
应该听说过。
I suppose you have heard about it.
因为我们许多前面的弟兄们，他们弟兄姊妹啊，他们在圣经里面读出来告诉我们，人的魂的部分呢，是就是人的魂就是讲到人的心思、情感和意志。
A person's soul consists of emotion, will, and thought, mind, as the elder brothers have indicated to us.
那么我们知道这个魂呢，就是我们。一个人的个格是我们的己最重要的一部分。
We know that the soul is actually our personality. It's the most important of ourselves.
而主的救恩里面，今天在我们身上最重要的、最艰难、最不容易的一个部分，就是拯救我们的魂。
So in the Lord's salvation, the most important, but it's the most difficult and an easy job is to save our soul.
所以这次我们希望呢，借着彼得前书，
so this time, hopefully, through the first epistle,
我们能把主怎样拯救我们这个人的魂的这个部分，我们能够有一个清楚的交通。
We have a clear fellowship on how the Lord would save our soul.
其实我们读彼得前书的时候啊。
When we read First Peter,
我们会发现呢，使徒彼得呢，关乎主的救恩啊，他有一个非常完整成熟的思想。
Peter actually has this very mature, very comprehensive, complete understanding of the Lord's salvation.
在彼得前书第一章第二节里面
，In First Peter verse two,
他讲出四个重点。
There are four very Point.
这四个重点呢，是主的救恩的一个完全的思想。
This comprises this complete thought of our Lord's salvation.
啊，他讲到神的救恩里面，第一个点就是我们是被父神的先见所拣选的。
First point is that we are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
啊，这里告诉我们，我们天上的父亲啊。
It shows us that our Father in heaven,
他拣选我们
He has chosen us,
是按照他的先见，就是他预先知道。
According to his foreknowledge, something which he has foreknown.
弟兄姊妹，这是件伟大的事情。
Our brothers and sisters, such a great matter.
父拣选你，是因为父知道你才拣选你的。
Father God chose you because he had known you.
啊，我想我们常常心里面想，我们好像是糊里糊涂被拣选的啊。
Also, we feel that we are being chosen. It says everything is done in a muddle.
如果神知道我是什么人，恐怕就不拣选。
We would think that if God knew who I was, He probably would not have chosen me.
是不是这样的
？Is that so?
我们常常有时在世界中看人做朋友，看出糊里糊涂在一起，等到认识之后才发现，哇，这个弄错了。
Just as when we make friends at the very beginning, we are all together being friends, but later on, you realize you made a mistake.
但圣经告诉我们说呢， 父是预先就知道你而拣选你的。
But the Bible says that the Father has known you in advance, then He elected you.
哇，是何等大的恩典呐、啊
！Oh, what a tremendous grace this is.
我想你我做基督徒
，You and I being Christians.
我们年日越久越感觉到自己的败坏。
As the days go on, more and more we feel how corrupt we are.
我们越觉得自己的不配，对不对
？How unworthy we are.
地上这么多人
，In the world there are so many people.
怎么会？像我这样的人被神拣选。
How could a person like me was chosen by him?
所以这个救恩不是一个偶然的事情。
So this is salvation is not something accidental.
意思说神拣选我们的时候是清清楚楚的。
When God chose us, He knew it.
他早知道你是个什么人呢
？Because He knew already.
他早知道你的性情如何。
He knew your temperament.
那么神还拣选你。
But still, He chose you.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, beloved,
我们应该怎样来感恩呢
How should we thank him for this?
哎呀 这个真的是一个大的恩典、啊、
Truly, this is the grace of grace.
所以彼得告诉我们说呢父神是按照他的先见拣选我们
So Peter says here that according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, we are elected.
然后第二个点，他说，
point, said,
借着圣灵得成圣洁。
The through the Holy Spirit we are being sanctified.、
啊、那么这个就是讲到我们这个魂的成圣的一个故事。
This speaks of the sanctification of our soul.、
啊、那么什么叫做成圣呢
？What does mean by sanctification.
成圣的意思简单的来说就是主如何神要把我们也变得跟他一样。
Simply put, as the Lord is, so would he turn us into his being like him.
所以这个叫做成圣。
This is called being sanctified.
好，那后面彼得也讲了，因为神说我是圣洁，所以你们要圣洁。
Because later on, Peter said that the Lord is holy, so you should be holy also.
我们感觉好像这是一个要求，对不对
？And we feel this is a demand.
其实不是要求，是一个恩典。
But it's not a demand.
是神在我们身上所要达到的一个极荣耀的目的。
This is the most glorious goal that God wants to achieve in us.
神说我是圣洁的。
God says that I'm holy.
你们属于我，你们也要变成圣洁。
Since you belong to me, so you should become holy too.
当然，我们知道这个需要一个转变的过程。
Of course, we know that this requires a transformation.
特别在我们魂的这个部分。
Especially on the part of our soul.
呀，我们这个转换的过程是相当不容易的一件事情。
This transformation process is not an easy task.
但是这是神的救恩。
However, this is God's salvation.
所以一定要把我们带到这个光景里面。
God will bring us to that stage.
然后他就讲到第三件事情，顺服基督。
The third thing is to obey Christ.
我们都知道神的旨意就是基督。
We know that God's will is Christ.
我们能顺服基督是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to obey Christ?
我们能达到神荣耀旨意的一个托付。
That means we're able to achieve the entrustment that of God's glorious purpose.
然后后面他第四个点讲到蒙他血所洒。
The fourth point is we are sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ.
好像到了第三个点就应该是完全了，对不对
？It seems that when we come to the third point, it seems the salvation is complete, isn't that right?
彼得加上第四个点。
However, Peter asked,
为什么加上第四个点呢
？Why does he do that?
因为彼得知道。在我们还没有完全改变向主之前
Peter knows that before we can be completely transformed to be Christ-like
在我们追求这个成圣的这个过程魂的得救的过程中间我们会有很多的失败和软弱
In the process of the salvation of soul being,、for the soul to be sanctified we would have so many failures and weaknesses
所以我们一路上都需要主血的洁净。
Therefore, throughout the way that we do need the spring of cleansing of the Lord.
所以这个是为了今天在地上生活上的一个恩典。
So this is the grace, especially for our earthly life.
我们一般弟兄姊妹总是感觉说，哦，今天我犯罪了，我得罪主了，主用血洁净我。
Beloved, we also feel that today I sin, so the Lord's love cleanses me.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的懂什么叫做主的血的洁净吗？
Beloved, do you really understand what he means by cleansing of the Lord's blood?
在旧约圣经的里面，
the Old Testament scriptures,
主有很清楚的话说呢，动物魂呢在血里面。
The Lord's word clearly indicates that the life
of a soul is in the blood.
So when a sacrificed animal was slaughtered, it shed its blood, it means it shed out his soul.
所以当主耶稣在十字架上流血的时候，他的魂流出来。
So when the Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross, his soul was poured out.
所以只有主把他的魂流出来，才能拯救我们的魂。
Only the Lord, when he poured out his soul, he was able to save our soul.
因为我们今天晓得我们的软弱和失败、犯罪，大多数都是魂所产生的一个。
Because we know today our failures, our weaknesses, and our sins usually are caused by the failures of our soul.
所以彼得懂得一件事情，主的救恩是以魂救魂的。
So Peter does understand this thing. The Lord's salvation is to save soul by soul.
所以你会看见这位年老的跟随主的一个使徒啊。
So here you see the elderly apostle who had been following the Lord.
在他年老的时候，他对于主的救恩有这么一个成熟又完全的思想。
At his old age, he has such a mature, complete understanding of the Lord's salvation.
所以这四个点。
So, in reference to these.
其实呢，就是全本彼得前书的总纲。
Actually, it's the very outline and conclusion of the whole First Peter.
后面的话是解释这四个点的。
The following words are simply written to explain these four points.
哦，彼得可不是像我们想象那么糊里糊涂的啊。
Peter is not that mindless as we think he is.
好像他像早年的那个渔夫一样。
As the fisherman when he was in
the
early days.
不，他到这个时候。里面非常的清楚。
At this time, his mind is so clear.
所以你看见他给圣徒们带来的安慰。
So you see the comfort he brought to the saints.
是从对神那个完全的救恩的认识里面所产生出来的安慰。
Now come from the complete understanding of the Lord's full salvation.
这是一件不简单的一件事情。
This is It's not an easy task.
所以呢，我们要从彼得前书里面。
So here from First Peter.
这四个点呢。
From these four points.
我们分成三个部分来交通。
We would like to fellowship on these four points in three parts.
那么今天晚上呢
？Tonight.
我们先讲第一个点跟第二个点。
We will share on the point one and two.
我们要讲到什么是魂的救恩。
We want to talk about what is the salvation of soul.
啊。主若许可，明天下午呢？
Lord willing, tomorrow afternoon.
我们要讲到这个魂的救恩跟神的旨意到底有什么关系？
What is the relationship between the salvation soul and the Lord's eternal purpose?
主日早晨那堂。
On the Sunday morning, the Lord's day.
我们要讲到魂的大战，魂的征战。
We will be talking about the warfare of the soul.
啊，这个魂是一个战场。
Because soul is actually a battleground.
那么今天晚上呢，让我们先来看一看，什么是这个魂的救恩。
So tonight we will be talking about what is the salvation of soul.
他首先告诉我们呢。
Now first Peter says.
神给我们这个救恩是何等伟大的一个救恩。
What a great salvation the Lord has granted us.
他说这是在神的大怜悯中。借着圣灵重生我们的。
It says that God has begotten us according to His abundant great mercy.
你一个人呢？你只有经历了主救恩的伟大，你才知道你是一个蒙大怜悯的人。
A person only can understand he is so he has experienced so much mercy from the Lord when he has actually experienced this abundant salvation.
我刚才讲到。
I just mentioned.
我们天上的父亲拣选我们。
Our Heavenly Father chose us.
他是按照他的先见，他是预先知道我们是什么人，还拣选我们的。
According to his foreknowledge about us, because he had already known who we were, but still he elected us.
我们知道彼得早年的生活有很多失败的。
And we also know that in early days of Peter's life, he had so many failures.
并且失败的很厉害的。
And miserably failed.
他真是到晚年时候稀奇啊。
And then in old age,
像我这样的人，神居然拣选我。
He was so amazed that a person like me, the Lord should choose.
借着圣灵重生我。
And through the Holy Spirit, I was reborn.
所以他不仅讲怜悯，他是神的大怜悯。
So Peter not only talked about God's mercy, but abundant mercy.
感谢神。
Okay,
这个怜悯
this mercy,
让我们重生得救。
Enabled us to be saved, to be regenerated.
那彼得告诉我们，因此呢，我们得着了一个活泼的盼望。
Therefore, Peter said, now we have this living hope.
这个中文的翻译啊，这个总是容易叫我们那个错会这个意思啊。
Chinese translation sometimes give us the wrong notion.
啊，因为中文也不好用什么话来讲这个 living 这个字哈。那么只好把它翻成活泼啊，我们一想到这个活泼，就像小孩子的又蹦又跳的，对不对
？So Chinese Bible use a term which implies a child being very lively, very outgoing and full of spirit.
是真的，我们有这个生命的人应该很活泼。
Of course, if we do have this life, we should be very lively.
那其实他这个是一个。叫简单说就是一个活的盼望。
So simply put, it is a living hope.
那意思说呢，在任何无可盼望的时候，人就有盼望，这个是活的盼望。
A living hope means even in the time, hopeless time, you still have this hope that is alive.
它不是一个死盼望，不是一个会死的盼望。
It's not a dead hope or a dying hope.
所以基督徒无论在什么样的情况里都有盼望。
Therefore, Christians.In whatever circumstances you might be in, you have this hope.
我们知道我们今天人活着是因着盼望，对吧？
We all know that the reason that today man is alive is because of hope.
一个人活到一个地步是没有盼望的话呢，那就活不下去了。
If a person is to such an extent that he has no hope, then he doesn't want to live on anymore.
哎呀，我们回想一下啊，很多时候我们的一生的经历里面有好多的环境，有时候叫我们失望。
Let's recall that throughout our life experiences, there are so many situations that are so hopeless. We're so disappointed.
虽然还没有失望到去自杀。
Even we haven't reached that point, being so disappointed to commit suicide.
但总是有时候活得很痛苦了。
But a lot of time we live in anguish.
哎呀，活得一片黑暗，对不对？
It seems that we live in a pure darkness.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这里有一个活的盼望在我们里面。
Here there is this living hope in us.
所以对基督徒来讲，永远没有失望的时候。
So to Christians, there should never be a time of disappointment.
这就是活的盼望。
So this is called a living hope.
是生命的。
It's strong life.
啊，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不仅我们有这个活的盼望，
Not only do we have this living hope,
并且我们能够得着天上的产业，
but also we can gain this heavenly inheritance.
神将来给我们一个丰富的产业，这个存在天上。
God will give us this abundant inheritance reserved for us in heaven.
彼得形容说呢，这个产业是不能朽坏的，不能玷污，不能衰残的。
And this is how Peter describes it.Incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away.
啊，我们知道地上任何一个东西啊，都不可能不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残。
Because earthly things will become corrupt, will be defiled, and will fade away.
并且这一个丰富的产业存留在天上。
And this great abundant inheritance is reserved in heaven for you.
太宝贵了。
So precious.
啊，今天呢？我们晓得很多有钱人呢。
We know today there's so many rich people.
哎，有点产业不知道往哪里放才好，对不对？
They have all these inheritances, so they don't know what to do with them.
啊，整天在那伤脑筋，就是要怎么来保存他这个产业。
It bothers them every day. They rack their heads trying to see how can I reserve all these inheritances.
感谢主，现在啊，神给我们的产业，你不需要你自己保存，它在天上。
We thank the Lord that inheritance the Lord has given us, you don't have to try to preserve it. It's been reserved for you in heaven already.
你知道一件事很有趣啊。
You know something is very interesting here.
我现在也用 iPad.
Now I start using iPad.
这个本来我是想我这辈子大概对什么电脑电子东西我大概是恐怕这个跟我没关系了。
I used to think throughout my life I probably had nothing to do with computers.
然后后来他们发现了 发明了 iPad, 哇我觉得这个好像是为我设计的。
And then they invented this iPad, I simply feel, oh, this is a special design for me.
因为 我现在可以把我所有的这个读经的这个心得我讲到的纲要都写在我的 iPad 里。
Because right now I can write all the thoughts, considerations, and outlines of my messages, I write them in my iPad.
所以我现在大部分我的讲章的纲要都在我的 iPad 里面。
So nowadays, most of the outlines of messages are listed in my iPad.
所以这个 iPad 对我来讲非常重要。
Therefore, this iPad to me personally is very important.
所以有一天我想，哎呀，假使有一天这个 iPad 掉了怎么办？
So one day I think of, what if one day I lose my iPad?
所以那些有经验呢，会这个玩电脑的人就告诉我。
Those who are experienced and are computer experts told me this.
他甚至用一个方法很简单。
Brother Sun, there is a very easy way to deal with this.
你只要把你这些东西存在云端。
Just store all this in the cloud.
啊，我说云端呢、啊。
在 cloud
上面卫星上面嘛，弄到卫星上去了嘛。
You mean above satellite?
或你们懂的电脑就知道，那不是在天上、啊。
But of course, all of you who know computers,
只不过是个意念，就说你的东西可以存留在某一个地方，我也不知道在哪里。
It simply tells not in heaven, but it's a kind of notion to store all your information somewhere, which I don't know where.
所以在世人的眼光中啊，他们感觉是。在天上是保险的，对不对
？So, according to man's viewpoint, in heaven probably is the safest place.
感谢主神给我们的产业存留在天上。
So thank the Lord that the inheritance He has given us is stored in heaven.
那个才是真正在天上。
Indeed, that's the true heaven.
当我们进入永世的时候
，As we enter into the eternity,
谁预定给你的，就你一定得着。
What God has predestined you to have, of course you will have.
这真是极大的福分呢、啊。
This is an extreme great blessing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都晓得今天活在这个地上啊。
Beloved, we all know as
无论在什么情况里面，都是不保险的。
Regardless where you are, nothing is secure.
我记得好多年前我们在住在加拿大的时候。
I remember many years ago when I lived in Canada.
Yeah, 因为我头一个孩子生出来，第二个孩子生出来，啊，好多人就亲戚朋友啊送什么小戒指、项链什么东西一大堆这些。
After I had my first and second child, and many of my friends, relatives would give us gifts such as rings and necklaces.
Yeah, 我跟我姊妹两个人伤脑筋，每次都要用个报纸把它包起来。
And it really caused my wife and myself some kind of trouble because we don't know what to do with them, so we just wrap them up in newspaper.
啊，一般家属就到处藏它，到处藏。
As we're moving, we try to hide them in the secret places.
感谢主，有一天我们家遭小偷了。
Thank the Lord, one day somebody broke in my house.
我们一回家一看，他把那个东西偷走了。
So the thief took all the stuff away.
哇，你知道我跟我姊妹两个很欢喜啊。
But my wife and I are actually very happy.
感谢主啊。从今之后不需要再东藏西藏的。
I don't have to be bothered with this hiding all these things.
所以弟兄姊妹，你在地上的，你知道这些地上的事情终有一天要过去。
So brothers and sisters, you know the earthly things will one day pass away.
有的时候呢，不需要等到将来，什么人把你拿走，今天人拿走也是好事情。
So you don't really have to wait. Sometime in the future, people take your stuff away. It might be a good thing if they take it away today.
所以彼得告诉我们
so here Peter tells us,
这是神的大怜悯
This is God's abundant
mercy, 把这么宝贵的救恩呢赐给了你我
that that he has given you and me this great salvation.
我今天呢, 我们关于这个救恩呢,
as to this salvation,
我们要能得着享受, 是在信心的里面。
For us to actually gain it and enjoy it, this has to be done in faith.
啊, 这是神许可我们在地上的日子, 需要在信心中来经历这些。
So God has allowed us to experience all his salvation by faith.
首先我们必须相信的,
now, first thing we have to believe is,
就是你必能得着。
You will have it.
弟兄姊妹, 你有这个信心吗?
Beloved, do you have the faith?
你有产业, 将来一定能得着, 你有信心吗?
You know you have this inheritance, you have this confidence that you will have it someday.
很可惜, 有很多基督徒啊, 连有没有产业也不知道。
And it's quite a shame, a lot of Christians don't even know that whether they have an inheritance or not.
啊, 不过呢, 有一天他会知道。
One day they will know.
不过今天呢, 主的话已经告诉我, 说我们有信心, 一定能得着。
Today, as the Lord's word has revealed to us, we have this faith. One day we will receive this inheritance.
不过彼得告诉我们, 信心生活呢, 是一个受试炼的生活。
However, Peter says this life of faith is a life being tested all the time.
因为在我们实际的生活里啊,
because in our real life,
我们活在信心里面,
as we live in faith,
有的东西好像是若有若无的, 对吧?
Many things seem to you visible and invisible at the same time.
我们道理上知道的,
in doctrine we do understand.
但是信息上有时候够不上去, 对不对?
However, sometimes our faith cannot measure up.
好像又没有了。
It seems that we don't possess what we think.
其实呢, 信心生活就是神的一个考验。
But actually, this life of faith is a test from God.
如果今天你在地上能凭着信心活在主的跟前,
so today in this world, if you're able to live before God,
你将来可以得到称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
Now later on, you will be found to praise, honor, and glory.
啊, 是的, 有的人因着信心的缘故, 虽然看不见主, 里面却有满足的大快乐。
Yes, even though some people do not see the Lord, because of this faith that they do have this full satisfaction coming out of joy from being believing in him.
因为今天他在信心中已经摸着了神给那个救恩的那个宝贵。
Because today by faith he has already touched upon this very preciousness of the Lord's salvation.
所以彼得说, 虽然看不见,
so he saw here, Peter said, although you do not see him,
他说, 也说不出来,
and you cannot actually,
确实蛮有荣光的大喜乐,
but you do have this joy inexpressible and full of glory.
我想我们有经验的人呢, 我们都能够阿们, 对不对?
And I believe those of us who have some experiences in this can all say amen.
有时候看看环境看看事情, 没什么快乐, 但里面快乐得不得了。
Sometimes you consider the circumstances you're in, there is really not much joy, but instead, you're jubilant.
很多时候真的说不出来啊。
Sometimes we really cannot express it.
人家问说你快乐什么呢? 讲不出来。
And when you ask, why are you so happy about? We cannot tell that.
但是确实快乐。
But indeed, we are joyful.
因为这是信心。 的一个果效, 对不对?
Because this is the fruit of our faith.
但是你知道吗? 大多数基督徒,
but do you know that most of the Christians,
我们对于信心的运用只止于这些,
as to the application of faith, we probably just stop at this point.
但是你现在看, 彼得怎么说?
But take a look at what Peter said here.
彼得说, 信心的果效, 就是,
the end of your faith is the salvation of your soul.
原来今天我们在地上生活中学习运用信心是为了达到什么魂的果效。
So now we know that today as we apply faith to all circumstances of our life, what's the very outcome, the final purpose is the salvation of our soul.
哇,你看彼得这个认识不一样的。
So you see Peter's comprehension here is so different.
让我们今天生病, 我们祷告, 我们, 觉得信心的果效就是病得医治, 对不对啊?
So today if we're sick, so we pray to God, and we believe the very end of our faith is the sickness being healed.
我们要找一个工作, 我们运用信心, 结果信心的果效就找到一个工作。
So as we look for a job, and the very end of our faith will be we found a job.
有的年轻人找对象啊，那么凭着信心结果找到对象，信心就是找到对象。
So when young people looking for their spouses, and if they found one, then they say, well, this is the end of my faith. I have applied this faith.
有的年轻夫妇生不出孩子，祷告祷告，哎呦，感谢主，终于生了孩子，信心的果效就是生孩子。
So for young couples who are childless and then pray about it and then have children and then oh, this is the outcome of my faith, the end of my faith.
我们有一对弟兄姊妹就是这样做见证的。
And one of our brothers and sisters shared their testimony exactly.
他们结婚好多年之后都不会生孩子。
After many years of their marriage, they could not bear any children.
到医生那去检查，医生告诉说啊，你太太也不会生，你也不会生啊，他们俩就绝望，对吧
？Went to the doctor and the doctor says, both you and your spouse cannot give birth to children, so you're so despaired.
哎，结果奇妙，他们祷告祷告呢。那生了两个。
And amazingly, as we pray and pray over this, they have two children.
所以他们就常常做见证，这两个孩子是凭信心生出来的。
So they also give this testimony that it is by their faith that they had their children.
我们是不是常常把信心的果效就看在这些事物上呢？对不对？
Do we often focus the end of our faith on all these matters?
但是你看彼得的眼光是多么的不一样啊！
But do you see that how different Peter's viewpoint is?
彼得说信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
Peter said the end of your faith is the salvation of your souls.
所以我们今天信心的生活最终的目的是达到魂的拯救，蒙拯救。
So the ultimate goal of our faith life is the salvation of our souls.
所以你能不能说彼得到晚年的时候他对神的救恩的认识是有深度的，是成熟的。
Can you now say that Peter's understanding of the Lord's salvation in his old age has reached this maturity, has reached this depth of understanding?
我们刚才讲了，人的魂呢，就是我的心思、情感和意志。
We just mentioned that our soul is consists of our emotion, will, and mind.
就是以我为中心的。
Simply self-centered.
啊，我们常常就听见讲说，我怎么想。
We often hear people say, "This is how I think."
我们最喜欢我想我想。
I think, I think.
那么有的说我喜欢。
Or I this is how I like it.
啊，我决定什么
？I've decided.
我们知道我们这一生过来了，因为这个什么，我想我喜欢我决定，不知道惹出多少的麻烦，对不对
？And throughout our life experiences, we don't know how many troubles are caused by this. I think, I like.I thought.
不仅你害苦自己，你害苦周围的人呢。
Not only you cause trouble, bring troubles on yourself, but also bring troubles to others.
有的人害了整个国家了。
Sometimes it troubles the whole country.
也有人害了整个教会。
Oh, trouble the whole church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这个魂是需要蒙拯救的。
So beloved, our soul definitely needs to be saved.
所以请我们记得。
So please do remember.
信心生活的目的是为了达到魂的救恩。
The end of our faith life is for the salvation of our soul.
你知道彼得的那个认识还不仅在这里。
And also, do you know that Peter's understanding of the salvation?
他有一个独特的眼光。
Limited to here.
他说。
He has this very unique viewpoint.
他说，其实旧约的众先知呢。他们早已经在详细的查考了。
He said that the prophets in the Old Testament have carefully searched and inquired about this salvation.
你有没有发现一件事啊
？Have you noticed one thing？
我们在旧约圣经里读这些先知的书，读了半天也没发现什么魂的救恩呢
？We have been studying about all the prophets of the Old Testament, but we haven't found anything about the salvation of souls.
哎，彼得有个独到的眼光。
Here, Peter has this unique insight.
他看见了，原来这些先知们讲了这么多东西啊！最主要是什么呢？在详细的在查考这个旧恩。
He says that even though the prophets have spoken about so many things, what's the final purpose is to study, to inquire about the salvation.
他们怎么查考呢?
Then, how did they inquire?
他们是查考他们心里面基督的灵。
They are searching, inquire about the spirit in their heart.
哇，彼得真的有属灵的眼光啊！
So here we see Peter truly has this spirit.
这是个启示的眼光啊！
This is the insight of Revelation.
你看彼得能把先知们的指示的那个重点呢，都把它点明出来。
So here Peter actually highlighted the very focus of the prophet's ministry.
啊，基督受苦，基督得荣耀，是什么时候？
When, as a matter to what the time is about Christ's suffering and then Christ's glory.
因为我们都很清楚,
because we all understand
我们今天得救的关键在基督,
the very pivot point of our salvation is Christ.
是他拯救我们,
it is Christ who saved us.
是他开路,
it is Christ who has opened
the door. 彼得已经看见了过去的众先知他们所得到的职分 都是在查考，详细查考这个旧闻。
And Peter had already seen that all the ministries of all the prophets are to search to inquire carefully about this salvation.
并且他说，他们查考这不是为他们自己，是为着我们的。
And also Peter said that this is not only for themselves but for us.
哇，这真是一个奇妙的认识。
Yes, amazingly, what an amazing understanding this is.
他说现在传福音的人呢，也报给你们这个消息。
Now, those who preach the gospel have conveyed this message to you also.
这指着当代的。 那一些的使徒们,
and this is speaks of the apostles, disciples of those days.
弟兄姊妹，你如果再仔细的再把新约圣经中所有的书信读过,
so brothers and sisters, if you can carefully study all the epistles in your,
你现在能清楚每几乎每一个使徒。 都注重那个魂的救恩。
It should be very clearly now that it seems that every apostle has put great emphasis on the salvation of souls.
所以他们向着人所传的福音不是那些肤浅的福音。
So the gospel they share with others is not a shallow gospel.
不是光说罪得救了，将来上天堂啊，不是光这个。
It's not only that your sins are forgiven, now you can go to heaven.
他们看见救恩更重要的一个部分。 就神在我们的魂里面改变我们。
The more important part of the salvation is that God will transform us in our soul.
那才是主整个救恩的最关键的一个部分。
That is the most pivotal point of the Lord's whole salvation.
他不仅这样讲,
not only did Peter say this,
他说连天使也在查看,
he said the angels desire to look into this salvation.
彼得你怎么知道天使也在查看?
And would ask, how could Peter, you know that angels are also looking into this?
彼得说我就知道,
and Peter said, I know it.
那么，所以弟兄姊妹，你知道今天天使在看什么吗？
So beloved, do you know what angels are looking into today now?
原来今天神的众使者在观察我们呢。
Actually, the messengers of God are observing us.
他不管你外面怎样，你工作怎样，甚至教会外面外表情况怎样，他不看这些。
They pay no attention to your outward situations, your job, your service in the church.
天使查看的是什么？
What do angels look into?
就主的救恩在人的魂里面所产生的果效。
They're looking for this this fruit of this end of this Lord's salvation, which is done in our souls.
所以你知道吗？今天天使在一直在看我们这个人到底有没有改变。
So angels, do you know that today are actually looking at us to see have we ever been changed?
好像其他的都没兴趣。
As though they're paying no attention, they're not interested in anything else.
因为他们看准了。
Because they have. Have focused.
主耶稣基督的救恩在我人的身上最重要的一个部分，就是把人的魂改变。
They have focused their attention purely upon the most important part of our salvation, that is the salvation of our soul.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
你看见使徒彼得有一个多么精确的 一个属灵的眼光。
So you see what an actual spiritual viewpoint that Peter has.
多么老练和成熟的一个眼光。
So mature.
啊，为什么会这样呢？
How did Peter acquire
all? 因为彼得所讲的都是他的经验。
Because Peter only speaks of things from his experiences.
我们知道在新约的四福音书里面呢。
We know in the four gospel books.
除了主耶稣之外，彼得的故事记载最多，对不对？
Apart from the story of Jesus, Peter's story is the most recorded.
为什么会记载的彼得最多呢？
Why is the New Testament records most of Peter's?
啊，我们也不能说彼得是个大魂啊，他这个魂特别大。
We should not say, oh, Peter has this big soul. That's why.
而是彼得的那个魂呢，特别活跃，那个特点特别多。
But we could say Peter's soul is most active, and we could see many special features.
所以神用他做个榜样，你知道吗？
Therefore, God uses him as an example. Do you know it?
就看彼得这个魂呢特别突出，所以可以用来做个样本的。
So if you see that Peter's soul seems to stand out, then we can use him as an example.
所以现在我们在回头读四福音书的时候啊，
So now as we come back to read four gospels,
我们就能很清楚看见彼得当初那些表现。其实都是他的魂的一个表现。
We can see very distinctly that all the manifestation of Peter's conduct are actually the manifestation of his soul.
我们从表面上来看。
Now on the surface.
那彼得是一个很热心的人。
Peter is very zealous.
也很冲动，非常冲动。
Very impulsive.
啊，并且自以为是。
And also thinks highly of himself.
也胆子很大。
Also very brave.
啊。想做什么就做什么。
He would do whatever he wants to do.
弟兄姊妹，你们都清楚他的故事，对不对？
Brother and sister, you're all very familiar with him.
让我们举个几个简单的例子来说明一下。
Let me just give you a few illustrations.
像马太福音第十四章。
Matthew 14.
啊，他们门徒们在加利利海上。
When all the disciples are on the Sea of Galilee.
忽然呢，主耶稣从水面上走过来了。
All of a sudden, Lord Jesus walked on the water.
那个半夜啊，
At midnight,
一个人在水上走过了。
A person was walking on the water.
那么这些门徒们吓坏了。
And all the disciples were so terrified.
哎呦，他们说一定是鬼怪。
They said this must be a ghost.
结果呢，听见说话了，就说是我，不要怕。
And the Lord said, "It is I, fear not."
我想其他的门徒们都吓坏了。
So we would think all the other disciples would be so
terrified.
But you see, Peter was so impulsive.
彼得说是你吗？
And Peter asked, Lord, if it's you,
是我的话，你就让我走到你那里去。
If it's you, let me walk over to you.
哇，弟兄姊妹们，你想想那个场面。
Brothers and sisters, just imagine this.
如果是你的话，
if it's you,
你敢走过去吗？
Would you dare to go over?
啊，这个只有一个很冲动的人才会做这种事。
Only a very impulsive person would do so.
对不对啊？
Right?
如果真是个鬼怪的话，那不糟糕了吗？
If it's really a spirit, a ghost,
你看彼得的个性就是很冲动的。
Peter's character is just very impulsive.
那么到了第十五章。
Now when we come to 15.
他们来到该撒利亚腓立比第十六章，该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
16. When they come to the place Caesarea Philippi.
啊，主耶稣就对他们说：“你们说我人子是谁呀？”
So Lord Jesus says, "Who do you say that I am?"
因为犹太人议论他，有人说这个，有人说那个。
Because Jews were arguing about him. Some would say this, others would say that.
哇，结果彼得说啊。
So Peter said.
啊。你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
You are the Christ, the Son of the everlasting God.
哇，主立刻称赞说：“西门巴约哪里是有福的？这个不是谁指示你，是我天上的父启示你的。”
So, Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona. This is not something being revealed to you by others, by flesh and blood, but my Father who is in heaven."
哦、我想彼得一定回头看看那些同伴，得意啊。
And I suppose that Peter would look at his other companions and being very smug and conceited.
哇，这个称赞真是太大的称赞了。
This is such a tremendous great praise.
啊，这个时候我们相信彼得是活在灵里啊。
At this moment, we believe that Peter lives in spirit.
那么接着主就讲说啊， 我要上耶路撒冷，要被杀，三日后从死里复活。
And then later on, the Lord said I would go to Jerusalem and I would be killed, but I will rise again in 3 days.
立刻彼得又讲话了。
Right away, Peter spoke.
哇，彼得讲了一句非常有感情的话。
He said something full of sentiment.
他说主啊，那是万不可临到你身上。
Far be it from you.This shall not happen to you.
我不知道彼得那天用什么音调讲，一定是满了这个柔情啊，满了这个感情的一句话，对不对啊？
I don't know what tone Peter used on that day, but I believe that his word must be full of affection, gentleness, emotion.
因为刚刚主才称赞过他。
Because the Lord just praised him.
哇，他讲我又讲一句好话。
And he said, "Oh, I have to say something great."
这回啊，就是。主耶稣恐怕很受感动啊！
And then the Lord must be so deeply touched.
一定又要称赞我。
And then for sure he would praise me again.
啊，你没有想到啊！
Little did he know.
主说：“撒旦，退我后面去。”
The Lord said, "Get behind me, Satan."
你是这个拦住我的。
You're an offense to me.
哇，这个彼得吓坏了。
Wow, Peter was taken aback.
弟兄姊妹们
，Beloved.
彼得一下好像活在灵里。
It is Peter, at one moment living in spirit.
你说一下就活在魂里。
At another time, he lives in his soul.
我常常想，弟兄姊妹，我们今天的生活是不是也是这样啊
？Beloved, I often think that isn't this the scenario of our daily living?
哎，你说亲近主啊，要快乐的不得了，哈利路亚，这个是马上。
Sometimes we draw near to the Lord, and we are so happy, hallelujah.
啊，一散会了，一看马上批评论断，什么都来了，对。
But right after meeting, we start criticizing, and everything comes.
刚刚那一下在灵里，这一下又到魂里去了。
One moment you're in spirit, next moment you're in soul.
所以你看见彼得在福音书里跟随主，就常常是这个情况。
So you see, this is the condition of Peter as he followed the Lord in the Gospel book.
所以彼得那个魂呢？是非常活跃的一个东西。
So we know that Peter's soul is very active.
啊，你看他到了第十七章，上了变化山。
Now 17, that here we see that Peter went to the Mount of Transfiguration.
哎呀，主耶稣忽然变了形象，那这是无比的荣耀。
So right then, the Lord was transfigured.
忽然这个摩西、以利亚都出现了。
Exceedingly glorious.And then even Moses and Elijah appeared.
我们今天都难以想象那是一个什么景象，对不对
？Today is simply inconceivable to us.
如果是我们在那里的话，可能我们吓得一句话都不敢讲。你敢讲话吗
？If we were there, we would probably so terrified, afraid that we would not dare to say.
但是你看这个彼得个性。
Take a look at Peter's character.
他就敢讲话。
He spoke.
啊，主啊，我们在这真好。
Lord, it is good that we.
主耶稣正在跟这个摩西、以利亚讲话，哪里轮到你讲话，对不对
？Well, the Lord Jesus was speaking to Moses and Elijah. Where did you get the chance to even speak to them?
个性很冲动的。
So he was very impulsive.
结果呢，神立刻用云彩遮住了。
Right away, God overshadowed them with clouds.
所以你会看见彼得这个人的个性很突出的。
So we see Peter's character is very outstanding.
当到最后主耶稣上十字架的时候
，and when toward the end when Jesus
我们看见他失败的很厉害。
Peter failed miserably.
一个活在魂里面的人是一个不认识自己的人。
A person who lives in his soul is one who does not understand himself.
他有很大的一个自信。
He has this great self-confidence.
他自己觉得他可以。
He feels he's able to do it.
所以呢，主耶稣要上十字架。
Now Jesus is about to be crucified.
主说，我神说要击打牧人，你们都要分散。
The Lord said that I will strike the shepherd and you will all be scattered.
彼得说，别人都跌倒，别人都离开你，我绝对不离开你。
Peter said even the others would fall and depart from you, I will never.
弟兄姊妹们。彼得真的不认识自己。
Peter truly did not understand himself.
所以主说，鸡叫两次以前，你要三次否认我。
So Lord Jesus said, before the rooster crows, twice you will deny me three times.
哎，彼得说不可能的，不可能的。
Peter said it's impossible.
哎，就是要跟你同死，我也可以。
You know, I have to die with you.
你看他一种是冲动的，一种天然的勇敢在里面，对不对
？So he has this impulsive, very a natural bravery in him.
到了克西马尼园的时候啊。
When they went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
他真的还拔刀了啊。
He even drew out his sword.
啊，把那个马勒古的耳朵砍掉了。
And cut off the ears of Malchus.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个彼得这个个性啊。
Beloved, think about his character.
结果在一个小小的使女跟前，他就发咒起誓。
But before a little servant girl, he swore under oath.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
所以彼得晚年说，他能够蒙恩得救是神的大怜悯。
This is why Peter said in his old age that the reason he was saved is all because of God's abundant mercy.
他说父是按照他的先见拣选我。
Father God has chosen me according to his foreknowledge.
乃是这么大的失败。
Even though with all such a miserable failure.
主人就没有丢弃他。
Still, the Lord never forsook him.
到最后出去打鱼，这个结果主在加利利海边还挽回他们。
Even later on, he went fishing. Still, by the Sea of Galilee, the Lord restored.
所以弟兄姊妹们，彼得到晚年的时候就知道，一个基督徒的魂要蒙救赎是多么重要的一件事情。
So Peter, in his old age, knows this clearly that how important it is for a Christian.Soul to be saved.
所以他在这里讲到一件事，讲的说，我们基督徒的魂呢，要变得纯洁。
Therefore, he says, Christian souls should be purified.
而我们晓得呢，我们今天呢，最不洁净的、最混杂的、最污秽，就是我们人的魂。
And today we know that the most impure, filthy, complicated thing is our soul.
所以我们的魂蒙拯救之后呢，它才会变成什么纯洁。
So only when our soul is saved, then our soul will become pure.
啊，这是神的心意。
And this is God's heart's desire.
因为神是圣洁的，所以他要我们也变成圣洁。
Because God is holy, so He wants us to be holy.
只有当你的魂纯洁的时候
，And only when your soul is pure,
你才能够顺从真理。
Then you'll be able to obey the truth.
所以你知道，今天我们很难顺从真理，就是我们魂呢不够纯洁。
So today you know that it's very hard to obey the truth, and this is because our soul is not pure.
彼得这里告诉我们
，And here Peter says,
你们已经重生得救了。
You have been regenerated.
你们已经得到了一种不同的种子。
Now you have received a different seed.
是不朽坏的。
Which is imperishable.
所以他提醒我们不要。以那些必朽坏的事情为重。
So do not place your focus upon the things perishable.
所以基督徒要追求魂的洁净。
Therefore, Christians seek after the purity of your soul.
就是我们的心思、意念、情感都需要蒙拯救。
That is, our emotion, our mind, our will have to be saved.
从有一首诗歌讲得很好。
And there is this hymn which is wonderfully written.
他从今之后呢，不再是我想，不再是我喜欢，不再是我决定了。
From now on, it's no longer that I think, I like, or I decide.
是主来做决定。
It is the Lord who makes the decision.
弟兄姊妹们。
Beloved.
哦，你不要看我们这个小小的人呢。
Don't you think we just a little human being?
在我们里面这个魂呢，可是一个。非常顽强的东西。
Now the soul within us is a very stubborn thing.
所以在彼得前书里面讲到。
Therefore, in First Peter,
我们今生在地上的生活。
Now our earthly life in this present time
是个征战的生活。
Is a life of warfare.
那么这个战场在哪里？
And where is the battleground?
战场就在我们魂里面。
It's in our soul.
人的肉体的私欲是仇敌，是我们最大的仇敌。
The lust from our flesh is our greatest enemy.
这个最后一天我们会详细的说。
Which will be elaborating more on the last day.
那么彼得在他书信里面告诉我们。
And here Peter in his epistle also tells us.
我们的主耶稣基督啊。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
他今天是我们的牧人，对不对
？Today he is our shepherd.、Right?
他也是一个监督查看我们的一个人。
He's also an overseer.
他在哪里牧养我们呢
？Where does he shepherd us?
他在哪里监督我们呢
？Where does he oversee?
我们常常讲主耶稣是好牧人。
We often say that the Lord Jesus is good shepherd.
那么主怎么牧养我们呢
And how did the Lord shepherd us?
是彼得告诉我们的。
And here Peter tells us.
主耶稣是我们魂的牧人。
The Lord Jesus is the shepherd of our souls.
这个真的是太宝贵了。
Oh, how precious this is.
我们如同羊羔走迷啊。
We're just like sheep going astray.
弟兄姊妹，这个形容是非常好的。
Brother, this is a marvelous description.
因为这个羊是一个糊涂的动物。
Because the sheep are animals that do not have clear mind.
这告诉我们，基督徒只要一落在魂里面。你马上就迷路了。
It tells us that as long as a Christian falls into his soul, he would go astray.
你只要一落在魂里面，
the moment you fall into your
soul, 你马上就糊涂了，对属灵事你就糊涂了。
Then you become spirit, you will have the spiritual stupor.
所以你如果仔细想一想，你这些年跟随主啊。
Think about all the years.
很多时我们落在这个迷糊的光景中，不清楚的光景中，就是因为什么？我们活到魂里面去了。
A lot of times we fall into the state of a mindless stupor because we have fallen into our soul.
感谢我们的主耶稣。
We thank our Lord Jesus.
他是我们魂的好牧人。
He is the shepherd of our soul.
他在这里引导我们。
And he has been leading us.
是他保护我们。
It is he who is being protected.
也是他喂养我们。
It is he who is being feeding us.
不仅这样，他监督我们。
Not only this, he also look after us.
啊，圣经讲他是 overseer， 他真的是 是天天看着我们的。
He supervises us, and as an overseer daily, he looks after us.
他时时刻刻注意我们。
Moment by moment, he keeps his eyes on.
你知道这个大卫啊，写诗篇二十三篇啊。
You know David when he wrote Psalm 23.
啊，他把这个牧人牧养羊的这个经历写得非常透彻。
He wrote about so thoroughly about this experience as a shepherd.
他里面有一句话讲着，他使我的福杯满溢。
It says that my cup overflows.
他们有人考察这个背景的人就告诉我们这句话。是有个很有趣的事情。
And somebody who studies the Bible and search out the meaning of this word.
我们想象的福杯满溢就是哦，这个属的恩典到满溢出来了，对吧
？We think of a cup of blessings, and so full is simply overflows.
他说这个牧人呢、啊，牧羊的时候他要观察每个羊的。
But they say that a shepherd.When he shepherds his sheep, he has to observe each individual sheep.
有的时候啊，羊也会生病。
Sometimes sheep get sick.
特别这个羊发烧的时候。
Especially when they have a fever.
他很难过。
And the sheep is miserable.
他就会把那个头啊，往那个荆棘里面去转，那痛了，难过。
Because the sheep wasn't feeling well, so the sheep would put his head.Among the thorns.
哦，这个牧人一看就知道这个羊在发烧。
And the moment the shepherd saw this, he knew that the sheep had a fever.
这个牧人就做什么事情呢
？And what would the shepherd do?
就弄来一盆水。
He would get a basin of water.
然后呢，把这个羊抓过来。
And he would grab the sheep over.
所以把这个羊的头往那个水里面一按。
He would press the head of the sheep down into the water.
水就哗出来。
And the water would run over.
福杯满溢。
This is the my cup runs over.
这是福杯满溢。
This is what it means.
他说他用油膏了我的头，对不对
？And also the song says he anoints my head with oil.
然后呢，这个牧人就拿油把他那个伤口抹一抹。
And the shepherd would use the oil to apply over the wound.
弟兄姊妹，当我们活在魂里面的时候，就好像在发烧一样。
Beloved, as we live in our souls, it's like we're having fever.
哇，我们那么难过了，不舒服了，个头就乱转了，对吧
？And we're so uncomfortable, miserable that it seems our
head is 遍体鳞伤的。
Are going all the directions. We're all wounded and bruised.
感谢我们的主，
他是好牧人，
他在观察你，他
知
道你的情况怎么样。
He knows your condition.
所以因此呢，他就使你福杯满溢。
Therefore, he would make your cup run over.
真的，我们常常说经历过个糊涂的情况，蒙主的拯救之后呢，哎呦，才发觉恩典增加了，你看看多好啊。
And a lot of times we just go through a situation. So muddled in such a muddled way, then afterward we say, "Oh, thank that the Lord is so good, our blessings have increased. Great is our salvation.
所以彼得最后这样说，
so、here, Peter,
我们今天要学会把我们的魂呢交给那个信实的创造者。
So we have to learn to commit our soul to the faithful Creator.
因为我们的魂是他创造的。
Because our souls are created by Him.
我们经过这么多年之后呢，我们这个魂好像一个破车一样的。已经到处都出问题了，对不对？
After so many years that our souls are just like a wrecked car that are having all kinds of problems.
那么最好是把这个车呢送回那个制造的人，他最了解，对不对？
The best way to do it is to take the car back to the manufacturer.
所以我们的主是创造我们魂的。
And the Lord is the one who created our.
他最知道我们的毛病在哪里。
And He knows best where our.
他也最知道怎么把我们修好。
And He knows best how to fix us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so beloved,
我们真是满心感谢我们的神啊。
We are full of thanks.
彼得现在懂得。
Because he
要把自己的魂交付给主啊！
That he should commit his soul to the Lord.
我们明白神的旨意啊，明白为神的旨意，魂是要受苦的。
And also we understand that according to God's will, we have to suffer.
虽然我们一想一心为善。
Even though with all our heart, we want to do good. But souls bring us so much disruption and also difficulties. We thank the Lord.
他不仅我们成全救恩,
Not only did He fulfill the salvation,
他也是我们魂的牧者和监督者。
He's also the very shepherd and overseer of our
souls. 他更是我们魂的创造者。
Even more, he is the creator of our souls.
所以你看，彼得在晚年的时候，
So here you see Peter in his old age.
他对主的救恩呢，有一个非常明亮的一个认识。
Has such a crystal clear understanding of the Lord's salvation.
彼得知道，
Peter knows.
魂若是没有得救，
If the soul is not saved,
神可以用他。
Even though God can use him,
但神不能得着他。
But God cannot gain.
这就是为什么今天在地上的基督教中啊。
This is why in today's Christianity,
你看很多人被神用。
So many people are greatly used by the Lord.
但是神根本没有得着他们。
However, God has not gained them.
啊，我们知道彼得在五旬节以后啊。
We know that Peter after the day of Pentecost.
神把他那个大的恩赐加在他的身上。
And God had given such a great gift.
他也经历神的大能力。
He also had experienced God's great power.
你看见他起来传福音的时候啊。
As he stood up to preach the gospel.
三千人五千人得救啊。
3,000, 5,000 people are saved.
哇，这个真的是叫我们很羡慕，对不对？
Wow, we really envy that.
那么到后来你看见主的能力显在他的身上。
And also you see later on the Lord's power revealed in Peter.
他一定跟别人不一样啊。
Peter, when he healed a sick one.
我们今天有个弟兄、一个姊妹生病了，我们在苦苦的哀求，大家全教会祷告，拼命祷告，结果也没好。
His healing is different from us. Today, should there be a sick person, we would pray earnestly, praying over this person. Hopefully, he would be healed.
如果彼得在这里的话，彼得说：“哎，不用这么麻烦，不用这么麻烦。”
And should Peter be here, he probably said, "Oh, don't bother. Don't with all go through all this trouble."
让我的影子照他就好了。
Just let my shadow be upon him.
所以圣经是讲的，彼得。影子照着什么人拼就好了。你看这个什么能力呀、
啊？ Just as the Bible says, wherever Peter's shadow fell upon, and then that person would get healed. What kind of power is this?
我们今天多少人羡慕这个，对不对？
So many people today envy this.
但是彼得深深知道一件事情。
However, Peter deeply understood.
恩赐和能力都是神外加的。
Gifts and power are all added outwardly to you.
认真讲，对我们来讲，还是个身外之物的东西。
Now, seriously speaking, this is something outside of you.
只有魂蒙拯救。
Only when your soul being saved.
才是真正让神得着你。
It's the time when God can actually gain you.
弟兄姊妹能明白吗？
Beloved, do you understand this?
今天我们以为说人有恩赐、有能力，哦，他是个属灵人。弟兄姊妹，不。
So today we would think that this person has gifted power, he, He's a spiritual great man. No.
只有一个真正魂蒙拯救的人才真正的属灵人。
Only when a person's soul is truly saved is a spiritual man.
所以你思想一下。
Now, consider this.
到底我们给主得罪有多少？
How much of you has actually been gained by the Lord?
是不是直到今天生活还是我想我喜欢我决定
Is it still today? You're still living your life as I think, I decide, and I will.
那证明主得罪我们很少啊。
And it's simply proves that the Lord has
所以在我们的生命的里面
so in our life.
弟兄姊妹魂的这个部分的蒙拯就是最重要的部分。
The part of your soul being saved, this is the most critical part.
彼得到晚年的时候
So in the old ages of Peter,
他非常清楚这件事情。
Peter understands this clearly.
所以彼得从来在他的书信里看不见他讲他当年传福音术多大的能力，对不对？
So in Peter's epistles, you would never see Peter talking about the great power that he exerted when he preached the gospel.
他从来也不讲他那些走在海面上是什么感觉。
He would never talk about his feeling on that day when he walked on water.
他从来也不会讲说，你看我影子照着什么人，什么人得救了，甚至叫多加从死里复活。
Nor would he talk about how my shadow healed people when it fell on them, nor talk about how he healed Dorcas.
他知道，即使他拥有这一切。
He understands that even though he has owned all of these,
如果他的魂没有得救
if his soul is not saved,
主还是没有得着他
still the Lord hasn't gained Peter.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们
so today, beloved,
主把我们摆在地上
the Lord has placed us
摆在各式各样不同的生活里
in different walks of life.
我们应当最注重的一件事情就是我们里面这个魂的情况的改变
What we have to focus most is thatSalvation of our soul.
求主救我们脱离这一个堕落的魂。
May the Lord deliver us from this depraved soul.
你的魂里面蒙多少的拯救
？To the extent that your soul is saved,
改变有多少
？Changed.
那么主就得着你多少
？To that extent, the Lord has gained you.
那么你就向主多少
？And to the same extent, that's how much you are crying for
life. 所以彼得前书这卷书。
First Peter, this is his
专一的讲到魂的救恩
focuses purely upon salvation.
其实彼得是把主救恩中间最重要的那个部分交通给神的百姓
Actually, he's sharing the most important part of the Lord's salvation with all the people.
因为他也是一个最配得来讲这个东西的人
And Peter is the one, considered most worthy to talk about.
因为他在魂里面的失败特多。
Because there are so many failures.
经验特别多。
He has so many experiences.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So beloved.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
是彼得自己经历经验的一个交通。
Is the sharing of his life experiences.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
这卷书今天对于我们来讲是非常重要的一卷书。
Peter's epistle to us today is also very important.
啊，我明天下午要讲。
And tomorrow afternoon.
若是主得不着我们的魂。
I will be talking about this. That if the Lord cannot gain.
神的旨意就是完全让你知道。
Even though God's eternal purpose has been made known to you.
在你身上也实行不出来的。
It cannot be fulfilled in you.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主
we thank the Lord,
借着这一位老练的使徒
through this mature
把最重要的真理交通给我们
and the truth has now been delivered to us
我们请低头再一点祷告
your hands up please let's have a third word of prayer
主我们满心的感谢你
Lord we're filled with thanksgiving
你不仅在千万人中拣选我们
Not only have you chosen us among the multitude of people,
你把这极大的救恩加在我们这些人身上。
But you have granted us this exceedingly great salvation.
我们不仅脱离死亡的权势。
Not only have we been delivered from domain,
脱离将来的灭亡。
From the eternal perdition.
并且这个救恩要使我们的魂改变。
But also this salvation will change our soul.
要叫我们里面的光景与主完全一致。
This Salvation will enable our inner condition to be like Christ.
感谢你还留我们在地上。
Lord, we thank you that you still led us to.
求你让我们能明白。
Oh, we ask that you allow us to understand.
我们在地上最重要的生活。
On earth, the most important life.
就是追求这个魂的得救。
That we have is to pursue after the salvation of our soul.
主啊，我们求你。把这个光怎样赐给彼得，也赐给我们。
Lord, we ask as you have given this light to Peter, you also give us.
好叫我们能蒙更深的拯救。
So that we could be even be saved more deeply.
不仅我们在你面前蒙福。
Not only are we blessed in your presence.
也使你的荣耀能从我们身上彰显出来。
But also your glory could be made manifest in us.
我们真是渴望能更多被你得着。
Oh, we really long for.To be gained more by you.
愿你在我们身上所有的这个盼望都能够得到最好的结果。
We really hope that, we yearn that all of your hope in us could come to the best fruition.
谢谢你晚上与我们众人同在。
Lord, thank you. Thank you for your presence with us tonight.
我们将祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.